Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Federal Trade Commission of Washington has suggested a new rule change. Michael sent me a note about this. I know that my buddies over at Jalopnik wrote a big article on it as well. And the Federal Trade Commission is proposing a rule to ban junk fees, bait and switch tactics, plaguing car buyers. So the two things you're looking at is the bait and switch and the junk fees. And we've talked a lot about car sales in the last couple of years during the pandemic. Car sales were all over the place. There's car shortages, prices skyrocketed, there's parts shortages. I know people bought brand new cars, had problems with them almost immediately, and they were told, sorry, we don't have parts. We don't know when they'll get here. Sorry. So the Federal Trade Commission is now proposing this. This came down a couple days ago. By the way, the rule they're proposing is 126 pages long. Now, it has a long introduction and explanation, but I actually thought to myself, well, I should probably get the rule and read you the rule. But we ain't got that kind of time. So I'll put a link to the rule in the description of the video. If you want to go read the 126-page rule/report, you can. But as auto prices surge, agency launches rulemaking to protect consumers' pocketbooks and level the playing field for honest dealers. Because that's the problem. If you're the good dealer and the guy down the street is pulling scams, he might be costing you some business. So this is from the Federal Trade Commission's own website and their own press release. The FTC has proposed that 126-page rule to ban junk fees and bait-and-switch advertising tactics that plague consumers throughout the car buying experience. As auto prices surge, the commission is seeking to eliminate the tricks and traps that make it harder and possible to comparison shop or leave consumers saddled with thousands of dollars in unwanted junk charges. Everyone knows that if you want to look up the price of a car and find out what the car will cost you when you set foot on the dealership lot, it's almost impossible. If you called and said, I'm looking at a car in your inventory, this car right here, what's that car going to cost me? The number they give you over the phone, over the internet, whatever it is, will not match the number on the piece of paper they ask you to sign to buy the car. It won't. Because they say, oh, there's all kinds of fees and stuff that you didn't ask about. The car cost this. But these other fees, just sorry. And if you ask what those fees are in advance, they're going to act like, what fees? Until you get to the place. And oh yeah, no, it's all these fees. The proposed rule would protect consumers and honest dealers by making car buying process more clear and competitive. It would also allow the commission to recover money when consumers are misled or charged without their consent. So there could be some monetary fines involved. As auto prices surge, the commission is taking comprehensive action to prohibit junk fees, bait-and-switch advertising, and other practices that hit consumers' pocketbooks, said Samuel Levine, director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection. Our proposed rule would save consumers time and money and help ensure a level playing field for honest dealers. In the last 10 years, the FTC has brought more than 50 law enforcement actions related to automobiles and helped lead two nationwide law enforcement sweeps that included 181 state-level enforcement actions in these areas. In spite of this, complaints from consumers related to automobiles remain in the top 10 complaint types received by the FTC annually, with more than 100,000 complaints from consumers annually over the last 3 years. 100,000 complaints a year about auto sales just with the Federal Trade Commission. Today, the FTC is taking the first step towards establishing a set of guidelines, that's the new rules, that would provide consumers with key protections against dealers who unlawfully charge junk fees without their consent, or engage in bait-and-switch advertising. They tell you it's going to cost you this, you come in, oh no, it's going to cost you that. In the notice of proposed rulemaking announced today, the commission is seeking comment on proposed measures that would do the following things. So they're basically saying, here's our proposed rule, 126 pages. Read it, if you want to, comment. Number one, ban bait-and-switch claims. The proposal would prohibit dealers from making a number of deceptive advertising claims to lure in prospective buyers. This deal deception can include the cost of a vehicle or the terms of financing, the cost of add-on products or services, whether financing terms are for a lease, the availability of any discounts or rebates, the actual availability of the vehicles being advertised, and whether a financing deal has been finalized, among other areas. Once in the door or on the hook, consumers face the fallout of false promises that don't pan out. Number two, banning fraudulent junk fees. The proposal would prohibit dealers from charging consumers junk fees for fraudulent add-on products and services that provide no benefits to consumers, such as nitrogen-filled tires. Air, as you might know, contains some nitrogen. It also wants to ban surprise junk fees. The proposal would prohibit dealers from charging consumers for add-ons without their clear written consent and would require dealers to inform consumers about the price of the car without the addition of the optional add-ons. Presumably, you'd have to tell them which add-ons are optional. And I've heard of dealerships that have told people things like, you are required to buy the window etching. You are required to buy the pinstriping. You are, you know, that's what the, no, you have to do it. It's required. So the proposal would also require dealers to make key disclosures to consumers, including providing a true offering price for a vehicle that would be full price a consumer would pay, excluding nothing but taxes and government fees. So here's the price, except for taxes and government fees, which those don't change, right? That's those are fixed numbers set by the government, presumably. It also required dealers to make disclosures about optional add-ons, including their price and the fact that they are not required as a condition of purchasing or leasing the vehicle, along with disclosures to consumers with key information about financing terms. Most of that's covered by the Truth in Lending or Truth in Leasing Acts. The notice includes questions for public comment to inform the commission's decision-making on the proposal. These include questions about provisions in the proposed rule and whether other provisions should or should not be included in the rule, as well as questions related to the costs and benefits to consumers and auto dealers of the proposed rule. In addition, the notice includes a preliminary regulatory analysis estimating that the net economic benefit of the rule would be more than $29 billion over 10 years. They think this costs consumers almost $3 billion a year. After the commission reviews the comments received, it will decide whether to proceed with issuance of a final rule. The commission vote to approve the notice was 4-1. The notice will be published in the Federal Register soon, but it's online right now. Instructions for filing comments appear in the notice. Comments must be received 60 days from the publication date of the notice. And the Federal Trade Commission works to promote competition and protect and educate consumers. So if you go and look at the laws, and this is where it gets really confusing, it's easier now with the internet. But for instance, I've mentioned recently the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act and the fact that the federal government oversees and regulates warranties for consumer products nationwide. And so if you read the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act, it's a federal statute in the U.S. Code. It's a federal law. You read the statute, and somewhere in there, a couple different places, it mentions this statute, this code, or a rule, and it references a rule. And you go, what's a rule? And you find someplace else that a rule is something that was proposed and passed by the Federal Trade Commission following their mandate in interpreting something with the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act. So the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act actually has in it a couple of things where it'll say, this law requires this, and it must do this, and it must meet guidelines set by the Federal Trade Commission. Those guidelines become the rules that are incorporated elsewhere in the law. And so here, the Federal Trade Commission, this is not in conjunction with the Magmos, I'm simply pointing that out, that here the Federal Trade Commission is stepping in to look at pricing as part of the issues that they govern also with respect to that. Now, you might say, Steve, how would anybody know any of this, short of being an attorney and studying it in law school? And that is the interesting thing. If you read the statutes, it'll often say the Federal Trade Commission will be empowered to create the following rules. Where are those rules found? Well, the rules are found in the CFRs, the Code of Federal Regulations, and the CFRs are created after they go through the rulemaking process, which is mandated elsewhere. So in the old days, I remember doing this. In the old days, I'm talking about the early 1990s, I remember going to a law library and looking up the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act in a book and then actually going and pulling the CFRs, and the CFRs contain the rules that were created by the Federal Trade Commission interpreting the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act, Code of Federal Regulations, the CFRs. And so CFRs are these little tiny books, and they get issued every single year. And so you'd actually have to go pull the book, then go pull the CFRs and look through them and try to find the rules you're talking about. And it can get confusing, except now most of the stuff is online. So it's easier to understand now. But the real point here is that the Federal Trade Commission is trying to crack down on the two big things that people complain about the most. You're shopping for a car, and it seems like you can do it online, right? You're shopping for a car online, but you're going to go to a dealership and buy it, not from one of them online places. You're shopping for a car online. They got photographs of cars. First thing you notice is it'll say, photo not of actual car. Do they actually have a car? Yes or no? You call, you go, you got that car? They go, we got that car. How much is the price? They give you a price. You go into the dealership, you find the guy you talk to, you go, hey, I was calling you about this car. Oh, we don't have that car. You told me you did. We just sold it. Dude, I just talked to you 5 minutes ago. Yeah, I didn't realize that we were selling it in those 5 minutes. Gone now. However, let me show you something else. And of course, once they got you on the lot, they figure, what's the difference? They'll sell you something, right? And then when you finally do find another car, you stuck around foolishly, and you stuck around, and you found another car. How much is this car? The guy quotes you a price. Just words out of his mouth. Quotes you a price. You say, okay, let's sit down and let's hash out some numbers. You sit down, and paperwork starts flying around. Next thing you know, the number that he gave you is up here on the list, and there's a column of numbers below it, which all seem to be added together to create a much, much larger number. Where'd that number come from? And it's those junk fees that are stuck in there where you're going, I don't want this. Oh, no, you've got to get that. You've got to get that. It's required for everybody. You've got to get that. So they've got to cut back on the bait and switch, and they've got to be more truthful with respect to what the fees are, what the price is, and if there are fees that are mandatory, they better be mandatory, as to why they're mandatory, and the other fees have got to be told to you as these are optional. If you want this, it's optional, but you're not required to get it. Because that is where all these problems come from. Most of the confusion and disappointment from the car buying process comes from people who are brought onto the lot because they thought they saw a good deal, and the longer they sat there, the worse the deal got. And that's where the unhappiness comes from. So I'm not telling people in the car business anything they don't know already. They don't like this idea of this rule because this is where they make a lot of their money. But they also do know that many people do not enjoy the car buying experience. And that is one of those things. You ask people about experiences in their life, things they hate to do. One of them is to go buy a car at a car dealership. So maybe this will clean things up. Maybe it won't. There you go. Michael, thanks for sending it. The FTC proposes a rule to ban junk fees, bait and switch tactics plaguing car buyers. They've proposed a rule. The proposed rules in the link below. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The more you read, the more things you will know. The more you learn, the more places you'll go.